This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. It's the Ken Carman Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Send the tweets, send the hot takes at Ken Carman, C-A-R-M-A-N. Coming up at 12:40 p.m. Eastern, we will welcome in Jimmy Hanlon. He is a PGA golf pro. He is the host of 18 Holes with Natalie Gulbis on Fox Sports. He is the host of Swing Clinic. He's the host of a bunch of different talk shows and TV shows about golf, and we will talk to him about these Masters. And I got to run something by you. This is one of the few times where I'm just going to say, hey, give me a call at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. This is one of the few times I'm just going to do it. I need you. I need your help. I do like the Masters. And I respect the Masters and Tiger and Jack and 86 and the whole thing. I really do. I like the Masters. I'm a fan of golf. I like golf. I probably like golf more than regular people like golf, just a little bit more. Like, I really like NASCAR, and I really like golf. And I don't watch every single tournament, but I watch a lot of tournaments, and it's on the background, and I enjoy it as a live sport. I do like the Masters, and I respect it. But there is something in me, and this is why I need to ask you, and this is why, let me throw out the number again, because you need to tell me if I'm right or wrong here. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I might need to bring Frank in on this. I may need to, well, Jimmy Hanlon's a golf pro, so he's definitely going to say I'm lying to myself here. It's been asked before. If you could go to the Masters, would you go to the Masters? It's a bucket list thing. People, you got to go to the Masters. It's a bucket list. If you like golf, you got to go to Augusta National. You got to see the Masters. You got to walk the hills of Augusta National. You have to be a part of the crowd. You're going to think I'm lying to you. You're going to think this is shtick. I do not have a huge want to go to the Masters. I'd like to go to the Waste Management Open. I'd like to go to, like, the U.S. Open at Bethpage. I used to go to Bridgestone a couple of times when it was in Akron, the Invitational, part of the FedEx Championship. I like going to a golf tournament. Don't get me wrong. It would be cool to see. I just don't know if I want to deal with any of those stuffy-ass rules. Now, you're going to say that's being hokey. You're going to say that's being fake. If you've listened to me for any period of time, you know I'm not lying. But am I lying to myself that if I were to get a badge, what is the price for a badge of a day pass, a day badge? Isn't it like $3,000? If someone handed me a free badge, would I go to the Masters? And part of me says no. Because I might have got a free badge to the Masters, I might go because there's other people who would probably kill people in the alleys for a pass to go there. Maybe I would go there just because I want to respect the process of that. Maybe that's possible. But if I had the option to go, of all the things that I want to see in sports that I would love to be there for, and that honestly, when we talk about the times that we're going through right now, quite frankly, things that I definitely, because a lot of freedoms have been taken away because of all this, that when this all opens up again, I'm definitely going to try to go see before we call it a life. I want to go see Army-Navy. I want to be there for the pageantry. I want to see the president cross the field. I want to be there for the whole thing. I want to see the cadets march in. I want to watch I want to watch the whole game. I want to sit there in the cold weather. I hope it snows. I want to be there. I want to see it in Philadelphia or wherever they may have at that time and see the whole pageantry. I really do. I want to take my sons. I want to be with friends and go watch that. I've been to the Daytona 500. Maybe I'd go to the Indianapolis 500. There's other things that, you know, I'd love to go see. I'd love to go see Georgia, Florida. There's college football rivalries that I'd like to go see. I'd like to go see the Iron Bowl. I'd like to go to the Rose Bowl. Plenty of things. I would like to go to England and go watch one of those matches. Go see what it's all about in the Premier League. Go see what the big hubbub's about. Being at Augusta National and being forced to follow very stuffy, very strict rules is not what I consider a good time. It's just not. And I've heard it from a bunch of different people this week, and I'm not trying to do it to be weird or to be a contrarian or anything like that. But to walk the grounds, to see the cabins and to walk through the hills, and remember, you're not allowed to run, and you're not allowed to be loud, and you're not allowed to get a little bit too much of the creature in you. They sell alcohol, from what I'm told there, but you're not allowed to get too much into you there. And there's no cell phones allowed. And there's just a lot of rules that, because it's so exclusive, I think a lot of people want to go do. I just don't think I want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of stuffiness. I don't mind having to dress up here and there. I don't mind having to follow rules. I'm not anti-discipline. I'm not an anarchist. I'm not anything like that. But if you're going to make me pay, or even if I got it free, a premium price, or even if I got it free, I'm at something that is, I know that this is historical. I know that these are the best of the best. There's so much history there, and there's so many great players, and you might be able to bump into Jack Nicklaus, even though there's no chance they'd ever light up bump into Jack Nicklaus. But you get to see Jack Nicklaus. You get to see all these great, great players from the past. And you get to watch current great players and see where the sport might be headed. And we can argue about Bryson DeChambeau and whether he's bad for golf or good for golf and whether or not he really worked himself into a shoot, if you're really thinking about it, because he tried to outpower one of the toughest courses in the world, whether or not that was the right decision. We can all do that. But I think I'd rather do it where I'm allowed to kind of relax. It's not as stuffy as I thought it would be. I'm serious. I need to ask you, 855-212-4CBS, am I lying to myself? Am I lying to myself that if I was given the opportunity to go to the Masters? Because I'll tell you what, if I had the $3,000, say it was $3,000, if I had the $3,000, I got a lot of other things I'll spend $3,000 on, other than go to the Masters. If someone says, Ken, give me $3,000 right now, you can go to the Masters for a day. In fact, this is the fourth and final round. This is round four, final round, Masters. You get to be there. You're outside the green ropes. You can walk. You can't take your phone. You can't yell, get in the hole, which I wouldn't do it anyway. I hate that phrase. You can't do any of the other stuff that you can do at any other golf tournament. You can't do that. Here it's different. You're allowed to go. You're allowed to bask in all the glory of what is Augusta, see all the history. Maybe I'll get to see Eisenhower Cabin. Maybe I'll get to see the whole thing. But you can't do anything outside of those rules, or they're going to run you right off the course. Am I lying to myself right now that I don't think I would do it? Because I don't want to do something. This is my problem. I don't want to do something out of spite. I don't want to say I'm not going to do it and then be given the opportunity someday and not do it out of pure spite. Spite is one of the worst qualities ever. when you know you're wrong or when you know when an opportunity presents itself, you take that opportunity and you move on. That's the beauty of life. We all make mistakes. We're not politicians. Most of us, we're allowed to flip-flop on our positions. We're allowed to change our minds. I don't want to make a terrible mistake someday that if, hey, you know, I got past this, we can go to the Masters, that I would say, no. I'm in a really tough spot because I see those rules and I go, who the hell are you to tell me, a grown man, what I can and can't do? Who the hell are you to tell me that I'm not allowed to bring my phone to a golf tournament? I'll keep it on silent. I'm not going to put on the flashlight. We're not in an Imagine Dragons concert. I'm not going to do anything of that. But I'd like to have some photographic evidence that I was at this tournament. I almost lost my voice there. I'd like to have some photographic evidence that I was at this golf tournament. I'd like to have some mementos. Who knows if I lose my mind someday? Who knows if I lose my memory someday? I would like there to be photographic evidence, real evidence that I was there, that I attended Augusta National, that I was there for the Masters. And if I'm not allowed to bring my phone, which I wouldn't be sitting there on my phone the whole time, I wouldn't be on Twitter, I wouldn't be on Facebook, I would try to watch the tournament and take in everything there, knowing that this may be the one and only time I'm ever at Augusta National, that I want to be able to see everything, and I've walked on the hallowed ground of Augusta. And I would try to respect their wishes as best I can. I'm not a jerk, I'm not an a-hole about it. I would try to respect their wishes the best I can. But I know I wouldn't have a great time. And I'm only down for a great time if I'm going to put that type of money down or I'm going to be given that type of opportunity. And as of right now, if somebody were to offer me, I say I'm out. Am I lying to myself? 855-212-4CBS. Geo in Myrtle Beach. You're first up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hello?
Geo, we have you. Go ahead, bud.
No, it's Gino.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Gino. Go ahead.
Two comments. A friend of mine is a member down there, and the best advantage of going to Augusta is you can put a chair down and go anywhere you want. You can come back and your chair is still there. It won't happen at the U.S. Open. The other thing is their food costs are still the same as they were 30 years ago. You still get a pimento sandwich for $1.50.
You know, I'm not a big fan of pimento. Can I put some meat on there at some point?
Well, no, my point is you just have to see the aura and the beauty of it all. And I think you're missing the whole point. The whole point is there's history. And there is a problem. There are like three or four key spots in the Masters, and the one is up on the hill at Amen Corner. And that's probably the premier. And the other one is up on the hill by number seven, or number six, the par three, where you can see three holes. But you got to get a strategic advantage. But you can walk around and move around. And, you know, I've seen people thrown out because the guy went into the outhouse there, the area for restrooms, and he took a phone in. They saw him. He came out, and they took him right out. So they do monitor it, but I think it's just recalling everything that's happened there. Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, all of the great ones.
Gino, that's the scary thing to me. Can I at least get a warning? Do I have to be ushered right out? Like, hey, there's certain times where, hey, I mean to respect their wishes. I mean to respect their it's their course. They've made it known my entire life. Their rules are their rules, and they're not budging for me or anybody. And I'm willing to respect their wishes. I'm willing to try to respect their wishes. You got to give me – I hate to use a bad pun. You got to give me a mulligan at some point here going, hey, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that. I promise I won't do it again.
Yeah, it's a mixed crowd of age groups. And I think when you go to other tournaments, you get jockeyed around and people are bumping around. That doesn't happen there. But I think the coolest thing is just get a chair, punt it down, and you can sit there, come back four times a day. Your chair is still empty. And it's just a – and you meet a lot of cool people there that have done a lot of things in their life throughout their lifetime. So I just think you got to take it all in, and the flowers and the sights. It's terrific.
All right, Gino, thank you very much for the call. Back to the phones. Darren in Michigan, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go.
Hey, I'm enjoying your show. This is Darren. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Go right on ahead. Thank you very much for the kind words. Go ahead, friend.
You know, let me say this. I think the Masters is by far the most overrated sporting event in this country. You know, everyone talks about the tradition and the history. Well, the tradition and history also includes the fact that for a long time they wouldn't allow any black people to be a part of their little party, and they only recently finally started to allow women to be part of it. And yet for some reason we as a country, we've accepted this. We've been okay with this. This biased historical experience that they carry out and trot in front of us every year. You know.
Let me ask you this. Darren, you're right. You are right about all that, and I remember the Martha Burke stuff very well.
Yep.
But are they able to – there's plenty of other people who are able to evolve. Are they not allowed to evolve with the times and go, listen, that was then, this is now, we've changed? Are they allowed to do that? They might be willing to do that, just like any of us are willing to.
They certainly are, but I think that my point is that if you're going to talk about their great story history, that you also have to include that as part of their history.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And then you have to admit, well, you know what? Maybe their storied history isn't so great after all. I mean, I understand that the wealthy golfers made, you know, a lot of memories and they made a lot of great play there. But you know what? If you took a billionaire and you said, you know what, we're going to compete against the Masters. Instead of offering them an $11 million prize, we're going to offer a $25 million prize. All of the top golfers would be at your tournament instead of the Masters the following year.
Darren,
it's all about money.
Darren, there is a point there. There is a point there. And I got several other people here. I want to get to them, and thank you very much for the call. But because of the exclusivity of the Masters, that they say without a shadow of a doubt, they don't care. I'm going to tell you guys a story. One time we had Jim Nantz on the show locally, and I brought up on the air about Jim Nantz and how he's such a golf fan and the guy has a par 3 in his backyard and how, my gosh, all these luminaries, they've been asked to join the Masters. They've been asked to join Augusta National. How is Jim Nantz not a part of Augusta National? What he's done, the catchphrase, a tradition unlike any other. And somebody stopped me who knew Jim Nantz and goes, don't do that. They say, don't do that. I say, why? And they say, because I go, it's a local show in Ohio. They go, doesn't matter. Even as piddly as you may think it might be, if the right people get the wind of it somewhere, if they find out that somebody is advocating for them to join, there's a less of a chance he gets in. The exclusivity of it. And even though that has been historically very ugly, the exclusivity of it is part of what makes it interesting and part of what makes people want to go, to know that you're not allowed to go. I could go down to Firestone Country Club at any time and at least go in the parking lot. I could go into the clubhouse and maybe buy something from the pro shop. I could. But at Augusta National, no, absolutely not. And it's a club that they have to ask you to join. You can't have other people advocate for you. It's as exclusive as it gets. The exclusivity of it is part of the intrigue, is part of the attraction. And so there's so many people who know that there's no chance on earth at any other time that they can get in. That they can get in is part of the reason where if they actually parted the rope for me, how could I say no? How could I do that?
This is the Ken Carmen Show.
Back on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Frank Marchese, do you like talking on the radio?
Yeah, I thought about making a career of it.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk on the radio here a little bit because my PC just completely shut down here, so I can't take the calls myself right now. So I know they're there, and you're going to have to introduce the callers because I can't see them right now as my computer restarts. It said we've encountered a problem and your computer needs to restart.
That sounds like fun.
So, Frank, we have Jimmy Hanlon coming up here in just about 15 minutes. So that means here over the remaining part of this segment, I'll tell you when I'm ready for the calls here. Just let me reset things real quickly because this is what we're dealing with when we go remotely. As I've said that I don't like some of the stuffy rules that I always hear about with Augusta National. I'm a person who I like to be, I can wear a tuxedo if I need to certain events. I can wear a suit if I need to certain events. I'm not a slob. Even though I am a great big fat person, I take many showers a day. I do not like to be known or thought of as smelly or slovenly or anything like that. However, when you say, well, you can't, I don't have a problem with running, first off. But if you say you can't run, you can't even shuffle, you are not allowed in certain places. What was the one rule that was going? Oh, the phone in the bathroom thing or anything like that. You're not allowed to do any of that. There's little things that I just don't like hearing about, especially if you're either one going or two, you're going to spend that type of money to go. I'm willing to know that, yes, I'm a guest and I can do as you ask me to do. But if you're going to say you're going to be so unrelenting and say that I don't even have any sort of recourse to apologize and move on and I can get myself a make good on this, then I really have no use for you. And so I say, even if I were offered a pass to go to Augusta, I'd have to think twice about it. I really would. Because I know that I would not be in for the best time of my life. Now, some people have said that they disagree with me. Some people have said that they're totally right, that I'm totally right. Darren in Michigan said that the Masters are completely overrated. Gino in Myrtle Beach said that I was missing the point on the Masters, which I'll get to that coming up. Craig says, and this is a doctor here, I'm a big-time golfer and watch lots of tournaments too, but I couldn't agree with you more. If it was paid for, I'd go, but I respect historical golf values, but it's antiquated and much more prefer a tournament more like the Waste Management Open. That's according to the good foot doctor, Craig Fry, which is something I probably would be willing to say and willing to do. I don't know if I need all those rules. I can't be called a guest. I can't be called a fan. I have to be called a patron. For whatever reason, they have a problem with me calling it the back nine. I don't know why you can't call it the back nine at Augusta National, but if I say the back nine at Augusta National, they're going to throw me out of there. Like they're Angel Hernandez, they're going to throw me right out of the place. So am I lying to myself? Let me go to the phones. Frank, you go ahead and introduce them and bring them on up, and I'll thank them for the call, and you can let them go. Go ahead.
All right, so going on the whole rules thing, we have Mike in Nova Scotia. Mike, you're on.
We go through the Great White North of Nova Scotia, Canada. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing?
I went
a few years ago, and I was lucky enough to get the practice round on Wednesday. And Wednesday, you're allowed to bring in your phone. You can take pictures. Much more relaxed. You get to see the par 3. You get to see the course. You get to go to the pro shop. And then you get to go home and watch it on TV on the weekend. That's the best way that I
Wait a minute. You're allowed to bring your phone in during the practice round? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Wednesday. So you can take pictures of everything. You get to watch them skip the ball across the water and hopefully get a hole in one like the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the best way to go. Half the price for your ticket probably because it's not the major rounds. And you get to do all the pretty shots of see how amazing it is.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Now, that changes things a little bit. If I'm allowed to actually take, because if I were in there and I was able to get on Twitter, yes, I would tell people exactly where I am. I mean, come on. I'm not that humble, for crying out loud. And I would do the same thing for Facebook. If I were on Instagram, I'd do the same thing, but I'm not on Instagram because I'm a married man and there's no place for a married man on Instagram. If I were on any of the other ones, Snapchat, Twitch, whatever it might be, I would probably tell you I'm at the Masters. I would definitely tell you I'm at the Masters. I would just want the pictures. I would want the photographic evidence and the mementos because I would want to print them out and put them in my office, put them in my house. I was at the Masters. Here they are. Here's Augusta National, the whole deal. Back to the phones. Frank, lead me. Go.
Next up, we have Daniel in South Carolina.
Daniel, thank you for calling. You're next up.
Hey, the guy stole my thunder. I was going to say, $3,000 for a ticket. Save your money. You can watch it much better on TV. And hear the iconic calls, like Fern Lundquist just had a piece on game day where he's recanting Jack Nicklaus in 86. I know exactly where I was in 1986 when he made that call. I was on Palm Springs on a golf trip. You can't relive that. But go to a practice round. You'll love it. You'll get a beer for $3. Who is sick of paying a damn $10 for a beer at any major sporting event anymore?
Isn't that crazy? I never thought. I mean, I knew I'd eventually get the $10 for a beer. I just knew I didn't know we'd get to it that quickly.
Just you and you get to keep the cup, and you pay $3 for a nice sized beer. But and the phones, my God, I throw my phone at the screen when I see these people at sitting at a sporting event and something big is happening, and they're looking at their damn phone. Stop it, people. Put your phones in your pockets. I'm done.
Daniel, thank you very much for the call. Well, if everybody's filming it, I can just look at somebody else's camera. That's the way I always think. Like, somebody else is going to have it on Twitter. I don't need to film it. I would agree on getting the hole. See, do they stop you from saying, do you know this, Frank? Do they stop you from saying get in the hole at Augusta National?
I have no idea.
Get in the hole guy, or, you know, let the big dog eat guy, or whoever the hell else they are. I'm down with that. I hate get in the hole. I hate that whole thing. So I would be okay with that. See, I didn't know that. Now, that's totally different. Let me squeeze one more in if we can. Do we have any more, or do we got to go to break?
Yep, we're good. Cindy in South Carolina.
Cindy, welcome to the show. Go right on ahead.
Thank you. I think my other two previous callers were stealing my thunder as well.
We're stealing thunder here on the show. That's what you call it.
I actually live about an hour and a half from Augusta. Ooh. And growing up as a child, I was fortunate enough that my parents had tickets. So I have been to every practice round. I've been to a par three. I've been on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, you know, the best times that I have had have been probably during a practice round, because it is much more relaxed. You can take pictures. You can talk to the players. I mean, I have numerous autographs from different players from the 80s and the 90s. And but I've also enjoyed, you know, the actual rounds, too. But, you know, as far as, yes, you are lying to yourself. I think if you could ever have the opportunity to go, you should go. Because throughout the years, you know, I have always, you know, taken, you know, people that don't know anything about golf or anything like that. And I can't get them to leave. You know, it's like, okay, well, let's go. And they're like, no, I want to go see this and I want to go see that. And, It is an experience like you would never believe. Of course, now I do come from a golfing family. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, it is, even if you don't particularly understand the game of golf, or, you know, it is something to see. And the pro shop is just unbelievable. You know, you can buy souvenirs from $2 all the way up to $2,000, and
Okay. That's
correct. The beer is cheap. Pimento cheese sandwiches, ham sandwiches, $1.50.
See, a ham sandwich I might be into.
It is just absolutely, you know, one last thing, talking about the practice rounds and pictures.
Yeah.
The best picture that I ever have was actually with my father and Fuzzy Zeller. My father, who's passed away now, he always went and stayed, you know, and go to a practice round and things like that. And he sold sporting goods and fishing tackle for a living. And he actually saw Fuzzy Zeller after his practice round with his tackle box and fishing rod going down to a fishing hole. And my dad just went over there and just started talking to him about fishing and everything. Of course, we took a picture of him, and you know, we ended up getting it autographed once we got the picture developed. So,
nice. Yes,
on a practice round, if somebody says, I've got a ticket to go to the practice round, take your phone, take as many pictures as you want, take a pen, get
word.
A hat so people can autograph it. You know, a practice round, it doesn't have a lot of the so-called rules. Oh. However, if you can go on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think that you would be so taken by the beauty of it and,
Cindy, walking
around and everything. You wouldn't want to take any pictures.
I got to tell you this, Cindy, and I thank you very much for the call, because we got to get to Jimmy coming up soon. So I thank you very much for listening and very much for the call. You and Mike and Daniel may be right. I'm going to have to ask Jimmy about this, because I did not know you could take your phone and kind of enjoy yourself in the practice round. So let me ask Jimmy that when we come back. 855-212-4CBS, Jimmy Hanlon, PGA Pro, hosts on Fox Sports. He joins us next. We'll talk Masters with him and the entire experience as well.
This is the Ken Carmen Show.
855-212-4227. That's CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. It's brought to you by the fine folks at GEICO. Listen, you can be saving 15% or more by the end of this show. Get to GEICO.com as soon as you possibly can. Coming up at just over, let's go about 40 minutes. We'll do work or shoot. I'm going to put Frank on the spot. He did a great job when my computer failed just a moment ago. So, Frank, we're going to have you do work or shoot coming up at 1:20 p.m. Eastern. Go get you on the radio. Going to get you talking to America, Frank. Hope you're feeling good. We are watching the Masters right now. We're watching college football right now. Justin Fuente, I don't know. I don't think he's playing for his job, is he, at Virginia Tech? A lot of guys, a lot of hosts, they, I'll just fire the coach. Let's fire the coach. Let's talk about firing the coach. Like, that's why I defend guys a little bit longer, because it's like, it's so easy to say to fire the coach, even though, yeah, coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to ask you about Jim Harbaugh. We're going to ask you about whether or not you want to fire the coach. This is a guy that definitely shouldn't be fired. This guy knows what he's talking about. It's Jimmy Hanlon, PGA Golf Pro, host 18 Holes on Fox Sports with Natalie Gulbis, host of Swing Clinic. If this guy can't fix your swing, you basically don't have arms. Jimmy, hello.
How you doing, Ken?
Jimmy, I'm doing very, very well, my friend. First off, now, I've talked to you about this before, about the Masters. I had three straight people call in. I had Mike in Nova Scotia, Daniel, who called in, Cindy in South Carolina, who was a wonderful, wonderful lady calling in. And they go, well, you go to the practice round, you go watch the practice round, and get signatures and the things like that, and then you can go home, you can watch it, and then you can listen to Jim Nantz while he's doing the play-by-play of the golf. You get to see it all live. I'm thinking, I didn't know you could. Nobody told me I could bring my phone for the practice round. And if they did, Jimmy, I just wasn't listening.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have been to many practice rounds at the Masters, and it is one of the best experiences in golf that I've ever been a part of. I mean, it's just incredible place. And but there is a little different rules during the practice round than there is when it's in play, that's for sure.
I had no idea about this. So we're watching a lot of different players live. You mentioned this earlier this week. I didn't know what Phil Mickelson would be able to do. You said not so fast. He looks good. He's in great shape. He is. It's one of the ones that I know ESPN is following. And then Tiger Woods. I think this is a great story here, Jimmy, because you have a guy who used to be a workout freak, stronger, more athletic than everybody else out there, and now he's really found his mind for this game, where he's played so much better this weekend than anybody thought he could.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, it's funny, Ken, when you talk about players with longer golf swings, you know, your Sam Sneeds and players like that, they seem to play better longer into their career, right? Well, that's what Phil Mickelson's been able to do. He's got a big, long golf swing. It's not short. He's kept himself in good shape. And they seem to be able to play, you know, later into their 40s and 50s and be successful. And that's what Phil's been able to do. Unfortunately, today, Phil's going the wrong direction right now. I think last time I looked, he was 4 over par through 6 holes. So doesn't look like he's going to be in contention at this point right now. But impressive for him to get himself in the mix through Thursday, Friday, and early Saturday. And really just good for golf to have him there. On the other side of that, Tiger seems to be playing pretty good right now. He's got a 1 or 2 under par, I think, as of today. It's kind of funny. You know, I'm going off of both sides because of daylight and trying to get back to where they can have normal tee times on Sunday. So, you know, it's only, what, it's 12:48 Eastern time right now, and the leader, Dustin Johnson, threw 3 holes already. Normally, they wouldn't tee off on it. If we were talking about in April, they wouldn't be teeing off till 2:30. You know, so he wouldn't be teeing off for another couple hours, but it's a little different to watch the Masters, especially with the weather delay and trying to catch up. But to get Tiger in the mix, I'll tell you what, Kenny, that would be some awesome stuff coming down the stretch tomorrow.
It would be some amazing stuff to see, because he's what moves the needle, no matter what anybody wants to say. They got a lot of people going. How much does the weather factor into these next 2 days, today and tomorrow? And you just mentioned the sunlight. How much could that affect things? Because there's got to be something in the back of the player's head where this is new, but it's at, you know, one of the most historical places in sports. And then there has to be a feeling of, hey, let's go, let's pick up the pace here. We're trying to beat the sun. We're trying to do a lot of things here that we don't normally do.
Well, I think they're caught up now, right? I mean, the weather that affected them was Thursday, and Thursday's rain pushed everybody back. And it got to a point where they were even still finishing the second round. No one even knew who made the cut until, you know, earlier this morning around, I think it was 10:30, 11 o'clock. But that weather also affected the golf course, right? So that weather also made the golf course soft. And I've seen so many shots, you know, it's going to be funny. So these young players that are playing Augusta maybe for the first time this year in November are going to come back in April when it plays like it does in the spring. And, you know, these balls that are sticking at greens and holding and not taking crazy bounces like they do at Augusta, it'll be a different golf course to them next spring. They're going to be like, what is going on? I hit that shot last fall and it was perfect. Now it's 20 yards over the green and I have no shot of getting it up and down. So the weather has definitely affected how the golf course plays. So it'll be interesting, you know, and I don't think they'll be able to firm it up anymore through the weekend. It just is what it is. It's fall. It's a different type of grass that's out there right now. And it's just playing a lot softer, but it's still fun to watch. It's still Augusta. The pressures are there. You're still seeing the three putts. You're still seeing the guys struggle with, you know, how to play the golf course. And, but I think the weather that we've had at this point is over. It's going to be good the rest of the weekend.
Jimmy Hanlon joining us. Follow this guy on Twitter, at Jimmy Hanlon. You know, you're the first person who actually taught me about, because I like playing fall golf. It's cooler, and, you know, you get the foliage, even though I can't find my ball. But you told me, you know, like, listen, it tends to plug. Things tend to stick. There's a lot different here. What is, other than what I just mentioned, what is the difference between fall and spring golf, and especially at a place like Augusta?
Well, Augusta, you know, the grasses will be a little different. You know, they overseed in the spring. You're playing on a lot of this called ryegrass. Now the Bermuda's coming through. You can even see, you know, on some of the tees if you watch today, Augusta in the spring is just pure green and perfect, right? Right now they have a little bit of, you know, different grasses coming through, and you'll see a little brown at Augusta, which you'll never see, you know, in April. And, you know, the golf course doesn't quite look as plush as it typically would. And then, you know, you don't see the azaleas and the flowers and the color that you normally see. Now you're seeing, you know, leaves and different fall colors like, you know, that we're looking at right now at Augusta. So it's definitely a different look for sure. I don't know if you saw Bryson DeChambeau. He got the taste of a little bit of fall there. He busted a drive on number three. It probably wasn't any more than 40 yards from the green, and it probably wasn't any more than maybe 5 yards into the rough, but the ball plugged. He never found it. Mm-hmm. Had to go back to the tee. Ended up, you know, I think at the time he was three under, made a triple bogey, took him back to even par, and that wasn't the worst of it, as we all know with Bryson DeChambeau. That set off a you know, basically fireworks in his mind that seems to happen, and he went on to just play awful golf the next four or five holes because he just blew up because that happened. And he just, you know, he had a hard time really accepting that he lost a golf ball that was 5 yards off the fairway. But, you know, that's fall golf. There was a wet spot. It plugged. There's no fans. If there were fans there and they could have saw where the ball went in and said, yes, the ball plugged in the rough right here, then they would have probably given him relief and he would have had a chance to even make birdie. But that's kind of what happened yesterday, and so fall golf really affected Bryson DeChambeau probably more than anybody at this point in this tournament.
PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon joining us on the show. You know, there's a lot of people who are taking justice in Bryson DeChambeau struggling in the first couple of rounds. I'm not going to ask you that, but let me ask you this. The fall type of play not working for him, will this turn around and work in his favor in the spring? Maybe it's just the wrong time of year for this course?
Well, he just got a bad break, right? I mean, it could have happened to anybody. It just happened to Bryson, to be honest with you. But, you know, I think with Bryson, you're right. Some people, you know, I would say lean to not like him because he's changing the game, right? He's changing how these people are playing golf. He's hitting his drives 60, 70 yards past, you know, a lot of these good tour players, guys that are really good and actually in many minds, people's minds hit the golf ball a long way. So he's changing how the game is played, and some people don't like that. It's exciting, I think, to others, you know, to watch a guy hit the golf ball this far. So I think it was, I forget what hole number two yesterday, Tiger had, gosh, it was, I mean, he had a long way in. It was almost unreachable. I mean, it was, he had a long shot into a par five. Bryson DeChambeau hit 6 or 7 iron in. So that's the difference. You're talking about Tiger Woods at one point, the longest player in golf, you know, is just getting the ball blown by him by Bryson DeChambeau. So, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like the way that he's approaching the game of golf and look at it as maybe a little animalistic because he's just up there just bashing it, you know, like a home run hitter in baseball. But I like it a lot. I like the, you know, that he's taken an approach. He's gone all in on it. He's also obviously been successful doing that. And that doesn't mean everybody has to play the game that way, but that's how he's decided to approach it to become the best player in the world.
I got like 30 seconds. Who you think's winning this thing?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, DJ's hot right now. So DJ's all about the putter, right? If he puts it good, he's almost unbeatable. If his putter goes a little awry, he struggles. My pick at the beginning of the week was Jon Rahm. I'll stick with him, though. I'll stick with John Rahm. That's who I thought in the beginning. He's got all the game all the way around, short game, long game, everything. And as long as DJ doesn't run away with it by putting it really good, I like John Rahm.
All right, I'll take the German. I know it's November, but I'll call it Oktoberfest. Jimmy, we thank you very much for the time. Follow him on Twitter, at Jimmy Hanlon. All the best, bud.
Thanks for having me, Kenny.
Thank you. Jimmy Hanlon joining us on the show. PGA Golf Pro, host 18 Holes with Natalie Gulbis on Fox Sports. Swing Clinic host as well. Host, everything. Again, Jimmy can't fix your swing. You probably don't have arms. I got to tell you, I don't think that, to me, when people bring up Bryson DeChambeau, oh, he moves the meter, he moves it. I think there's plenty of guys that we think just aren't cool guys when it comes to golf. Like, if I don't have anybody who I can really root for, like, Tiger Woods turned into a heel. People rooted for Phil because Phil was fun. Now things have changed. If I just think it's all Patrick Reed's and Bryson DeChambeau, I don't know how much that moves the needle for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.